Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Well, I have some exciting news. And I don't imagine you knew this, Charles. We're having a Whaley Wednesday. Doug's a man. Doug's a real man. Doug's a pit man. And when it's a Wednesday during football season, doesn't matter if it's Christmas Eve day, our man Doug Whaley's rolling in. So at 9 o'clock, we do still have that special guest. So we'll have a little fun with our special guest in that 9 o'clock hour. But we're going to have a Wednesday with Whaley. And I get to host it. I love that. Very excited about that. I'm a big, big, big Doug Whaley fan. All right, Joe, you're very persistent. You really wanted to be on the show today. So, Joe, here's your opportunity. I appreciate you calling back, and I appreciate you hanging on. What's going on?
Yeah, guys asked about having Aaron Rodgers back next year. I would love to have him back. He's probably our best chance of winning right now. But what do you think about saving our draft pick for instead of a quarterback, Malik Willis? For, I guess, Will Howard next year in preseason. Malik Willis looked good the other night.
Yeah, he did. And you know what's interesting about, you know, most really good quarterbacks, because of the way the draft is set up, go to really bad teams. And a lot of them just never really get the opportunity to experience success. And they become a bust and they stink and they're awful. And, you know, we don't, back in the day, when you drafted a quarterback, you didn't expect him to be your starter until maybe year three. You know, that was always kind of the plan in the NFL. You know, you're going to draft a quarterback. And now if you get a star quarterback out of high school, you expect him to be your starter as a freshman or a sophomore in college. And the position is the most difficult thing to do in all of sports because it's all about reaction. It's all about preparation. And it's just very difficult to play. And if you're on a bad team, I don't care how talented you are, you're not going to look like a good quarterback if you're on a really bad team. Then you might get some bad coaching in the mix there, and that might hold you back or screw you up. So, yeah, I really don't know what to think about Malik. You know, I love his athletic ability, but I don't know what kind of processor he is. I don't know how he can read a defense. I don't know how accurate he can be on a consistent basis. But every coach and every fan, when you see a guy that can really run and can really throw, you assume they can become a good quarterback. That's not the case, but they still have the opportunity. I would not mind seeing him. And, Mike, I don't know if Mike Tomlin was doing the whole, you know, rope-a-dope when he was talking about how much he wanted Malik Willis. You know, I don't know. I don't know if he really did like him or not. But, yeah, I would have some interest in him being a Steeler quarterback.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Joe, thank you. Appreciate it.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I don't know. That was kind of an anti. I mean, he really wanted to have that conversation, and I don't know. I don't know if he was disappointed or overwhelmed or I don't know. But yeah, I mean, there's some stuff out there that goes by the wayside, and a lot of great quarterbacks end up in the wrong situation and never get to be great. And there's a lot of pretty good quarterbacks to get into the perfect situation and do become great. And I'll have to say one thing that I was reminded of when Brock Purdy had his big night the other night. 5 touchdown passes for Mr. Irrelevant. You know who developed him? Some guy by the name of Matt Campbell at Iowa State. I like that. I was just saying. Larry in Washington, you're next up on the Fan Morning Show. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Never been better. How about yourself?
Feeling pretty good. 2 quick points, and I'll let you go.
Well, I'm here all day, Larry. You don't have to let me go if you don't want to, but I mean, if that's what you want to do, that's fine. I'm here anyhow.
Well, I know you guys have. Well, I know you have time restraints and everything. So,
we do.
Anyhow, so DK Metcalf, if you watch the game after the situation. You know, with the alleged punch in the face and all that stuff.
No, not alleged. I think we all saw it. There's nothing alleged about that. He definitely hit the guy in the face.
I don't know if he connected with the face is what I was saying.
Okay.
He did throw a punch. Anyhow, right after that, if you watch the camera, he's celebrating. You know, the fan is celebrating like he got what he wanted.
Well, he did. I'm 100%. And on camera, right, if you would have heard him, Larry, when you heard him, he said, that was my goal. He said that it was audible, and someone has it on tape, him saying, that was my goal. Yeah, he celebrated a victory.
Well,
he got DK Metcalf to engage. He got DK Metcalf to hit him, and now he's hoping he's going to get some of DK's money.
Yeah, it was all a monetary type thing. Yeah,
heck okay. Yeah. And you know what? You got to be bigger than the moment. DK has to resist that kind of nonsense.
Oh, I agree. But I just, you know, it's just a sad sight to see people doing stuff like in that situation. That's all.
It's awful.
But and the other thing I wanted to bring up is since the draft, the 2026 draft in Pittsburgh, they're saying that the quarterback class isn't going to be as great as they were presuming it to be. Why don't they draft a high end wide receiver and build up the offensive line some more? Play Will Howard next year and see what you have. And then if he doesn't work out, then go for another quarterback in 27 when it's supposed to be a better draft choice.
Well, you know, Larry, that's not a bad idea on paper, but, you know, on paper coming into this year, this was going to be one of the greatest quarterback drafts of all time. And then all of a sudden, these quarterbacks started playing and we're like, maybe not. And here's what I get a kick out of. These prognosticators that determine whether or not it's going to be a good quarterback draft or a bad one, they have no idea what the hell they're talking about. How many first round draft picks as quarterbacks have been complete busts? Thousands, hundreds. So, and you know who had five touchdown passes the other night? That would be Brock Purdy. He was the last player selected in the draft, and he's taken San Francisco to a pretty good place. So, I don't trust these people. I try to trust the Steelers, but I don't really trust them in drafting and developing quarterbacks right now. They haven't shown me that they really know what the hell they're doing. Mitch Trubisky, Kenny Pickett, just a couple. Now, granted, going with Aaron Rodgers at 42, even though that didn't have me really excited at the time, he's still freaking Aaron Rodgers. So at least everybody on the whole planet knew if he is able to keep his body in pretty good shape, the guy knows how to play the position. We all know that. Thankfully, they haven't screwed him up. They're allowing him to play now, and he looks pretty good. But as far as trusting the Steelers to draft and develop a quarterback, keep in mind, Mike Tomlin was handed Ben Roethlisberger. He was already drafted and developed at that point. So since then, since Ben, I don't see anything in this organization that tells me, yeah, they're going to get it right with the next quarterback. I don't have that feeling at all. So I hope they never draft a quarterback. I hope they keep, you know, finding quarterbacks that are already good, because they haven't shown me, you know, starting with Mitch Trubisky, they totally mishandled Mason Rudolph. They had no idea why in the world they drafted Kenny Pickett. He's not an NFL starter. So to me, they're a little bit suspect in that area.
Well, I agree with that point, but I've heard so many reports coming both from Aaron Rodgers himself and a lot of things I've read about supporting cast that Will Howard's around him pretty much 24/7 while they're, you know, actually at the building there, and he's supposedly absorbing everything like a sponge. And I'd just like to see this guy.
Yeah, I would like. You know, we didn't even get to see him. The injury prevented us from seeing him do anything as an NFL quarterback. So he had no preseason, and that's where you're going to find out a lot about him is next year in the preseason. And I agree. Seems like a really wonderful kid, says all the right things. Some question his arm talent, his arm strength. I don't know how good his arm is. I don't know anything. He won a national championship in college. That's positive. But I don't know if he's an NFL quarterback. We'll have to wait and see.
Right. Well, you know, those are my two viewpoints. And I just want to wish everybody there a Merry Christmas and have a Happy New Year.
Well, Larry, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you. Thanks so much for checking in. Appreciate it very much. By the way, the CBS Sports Minute is presented by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm, ForThePeople.com. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters. Visit them at SouthHillsKia.net. Okay? All right. Again, a revelation for me. We have Wednesday with Whaley. That just got me really pumped up. Very pumped up. But we're going to have to not necessarily interrupt, but we'll maybe have our special guest who's joining us in the 9 o'clock hour chime in and play with us. All right, before we go to our next break, let's get Lucky in real quick. Hello, Lucky. Welcome to the show.
Today's my anniversary.
Well, congratulations.
2019, I was scrolling. You know how in the evening when it's Christmas Eve and it gets nice and it's cold. Anyway, I'm scrolling, and then I see the dreaded Instagram, thank you for your service from the Pirates. They traded Josh Bell on Christmas Eve.
Ouch.
How cynical can the Pirates be, or the management, to not think that we would notice?
Well, yeah, they try to hide that kind of stuff. Absolutely.
They did with McCutchen the first time. They traded him on AFC championship day back in the day.
Yeah, that's by design.
Exactly. That's the point. So that's it. I'm done with them. As much as I loved them in the 70s, I'm done with them.
Well, Lucky, have you been paying attention? They just added two new bats to the roster.
Well, call me back when they win a championship. Never.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
Lucky, Merry Christmas to you. That was a different kind of call.
Did he think it was 2019?
I don't know. He may have. I mean, that was Lucky from Kentucky. And I don't know. I don't know much about Lucky, but that was a very bizarre phone call. Yeah, I do remember the Josh Bell trade, and I do remember the Andrew McCutchen deal. And I'll tell you what, you know, Cutch right now basking in the glow of Suede. That's his third son and fifth child. Mom and all the everything's good, so I'm sure he's pumped up. But I'm not sure Cutch will be back next year. I mean, because now with Horowitz at first base, and now you know the new guy. I don't know. I mean, I think probably when not playing first base, he'll probably be the DH. So I don't know if it's over with Cutch here or not, and I don't know. But anyway, I just want to congratulate he and Maria for the birth of their third son, fifth child. Suede, welcome to the world, I believe, yesterday. All right. Let's take a timeout. We'll do that right now. And then we're going to have a Whaley Wednesday. I'm really looking forward to that. All that and plenty more right here. Welcome back to the show. Thank goodness for caffeine, folks. It's a big part of my life. Always has been. Well, not always. But certainly this crazy business. Thankfully, I don't know how much sleep you people need. I can tell you that our man Charles and I are on very limited right now. And I think we're functioning. We're here. We're getting it done. But then again, we're not doing any heavy lifting. I don't feel in any way, shape, or form like my life is in danger. Thankfully, I've had a run of colds of late. My wife blames my limited hand washing. Now, I wash my hands a fair amount, but not enough. According to her, I wouldn't get sick. Now, I know that is a cause. I do. I know that's part of it. So now, anytime I come into the house from somewhere, I'm going to wash my hands. And suddenly you go to the bathroom, you wash your hands. Before you eat, you should wash your hands. But I'm kind of, you know, I'm knocking on, there's no wood close by, knocking my head. I'm feeling pretty good. Because in this business, colds can be so disruptive. You know, you get that little post-nasal drip going down into your throat, and then you're coughing and you're sneezing and you're hacking. And not only is it just very annoying, it makes it hard to talk for a 4-hour period. You know, you realize when you get into this business, damn, you know, you actually, your voice gets tired. You wear it out. And a lot of people that aren't in this business, I'm sure their voice gets tired too because they never shut up. Let's go to Paul in Washington. Hello, Paul. Welcome to the show.
How you doing there, young fella? Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I got a couple of Christmas messages to the Najee Harris fan club. Jalen Warren's had two runs of 40 yards or more in one game, and I believe in the same quarter, and Najee Harris is still trying to get a 40-yard run, which is why Jalen Warren should have been a starting running back 4 years ago, which also goes into the fact that Mike Tomlin cannot evaluate talent. Yes, I'm a Steelers fan, but yes, I'm being real. Tomlin got to go. They're not going to the Super Bowl, Joe. I don't know what to tell you. I think we're having Starkey derangement syndrome here. but I don't know what more I can say. Oh. And as far as DK, he's a knucklehead. Void his contract and do the unexpected and re-sign George Pickens. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Paul in Washington. That was actually a very entertaining call. not the time to talk about Mike Tomlin in that way. Let this season play out. But I'm a huge Jaylen Warren guy. And the one thing I noticed immediately, and I'm worried about the kid from Iowa, if you don't have a burst in the NFL as a running back, you're not going to make it. You're not going to be effective. And unfortunately, our man from Alabama did not have the burst. He didn't have the jump cut. And I don't think his instincts were that good. What he had in Alabama that made him a first-round draft pick was a great offensive line. I mean, Najee benefited from a really good offensive line. But Jaylen Warren and Kenneth Gainwell, Kenny, I think they call him, Kenny, what a great combo they are. They're fun to watch. They complement one another. They pull for one another. They play well with one another. That is so refreshing to see. Let's go to my man, Patty. Patty, Happy New Year and Merry Christmas and all the other good stuff out there. How are you, my friend?
Same to you, my brother. Hey, I'm skeptically optimistic on both the Steelers that they can pull out of the dumpster or fire of mediocrity and the Pirates. I'm just stunned that they've gotten Lau and O'Hearn, and dogs must be sleeping with cats.
Well, we're getting close to that. You know, I'm half dog, half cat. I'm my own best friend. I mean, one of my favorite lines ever was that Spaceballs, I believe. That was John Candy at Spaceballs. I'm half cat, I'm half dog, I'm my own best friend. I absolutely love that. I am, you know, I don't know that much about Lau. I called him Lowe the first day. That's how much I didn't know about him. But I thought it was maybe related to Rob Lowe, but that's neither here nor there. But he's Lau. And, you know, he's had multiple 30 home run seasons. That's exciting. And everybody loves O'Hearn. I mean, the Baltimore folks were really sad to see him go to the Padres. Neither one of these guys jump off the chart defensively, but we don't care. We need bats, and they have bats. They're going to bring bats with them. They have their own bats, and they bring them, so that's good. But we could use use a couple more, Patty. We could use a couple more.
Yeah, and if we can get O'Neal Cruz off the snide, we'll be in pretty good shape. And one more bat, bring in one more bat.
Yeah, and hopefully both Reynolds and Cruz, they live up to their potential and their expectations, and then that's four bats. And maybe Davis can come around. I mean, this guy was a number one and a number one. He was the first pick in the draft, and he made himself a great defensive catcher. But, man, the guy, Kenny, he hit like 160 last year. What are we doing? I mean, come on. 160? What's happening?
Yeah, maybe they even bring up the kid in the, that was in AA last year.
Well, I mean, he's only 19, but, yeah, let's go. I mean, you know, the thing I love about this, Patty, and Merry Christmas. Thanks so much for the call, and I hope to run into you soon. The coolest thing about Paul Skeens is – he's the one, you know. You wonder why Bob Nutting hadn't done anything for a long time. Well, now with all the attention coming to Paul Skeens, he goes out his rookie year, he wins Rookie of the Year. His second year, he's the Cy Young Award winner. And he starts saying things like, yeah, we better do better in the offseason. We better add some bats. He's just calling out his team. He's holding the Pirates accountable. It's so funny. The player is holding the management accountable to put a winner on the field. We should all be thanking Paul Skeens right now. One, for his greatness. Two, for his character. And three, for telling the Pirates, listen, I don't want to be here if you don't want to win. That's basically what he said in not so many words. And my favorite thing that he said and really got my attention with is when he said, wait a second, are we still celebrating a couple trips to the wild card round? That's what he goes, we're supposed to celebrate championships. That's when you have parades. That's when you get trophies. That's all that matters. I play for championships. Paul Skeens is holding this entire franchise accountable. I love it. And the way he works and the way he represents himself and he represents the team, they had no choice. They absolutely were left with no choice. They have the best pitcher. He's going to be a generational talent. I mean, rookie year, he's the rookie of the year. Second year, On a team that's, you know, well below 500, he wins the Cy Young. And then he says in the offseason, we better have a better offseason. We better add to this roster. We better do some things. We all know what we need to do. And basically what he's saying, he's telling Bob Nutting, we know what you need to do. You know what you need to do. So I can't get enough of Paul Skeens. Just cannot. I mean, he's one of the coolest athletes this city has ever seen. And think about that statement. You know, even though it's been kind of a downtime and, you know, unfortunately, I think the Penguins, they gave us a little bit of hope there early. And I think we now have just seen who they really are. What if they've lost 8 of their last 9? It's not good. And it wasn't expected to be good. But they gave it that little glimmer of hope. And I'm going to have to admit something. While things were still going pretty well, I said, hey, they're not going to fall off that bad. I don't think they're going to go deep or even win a round in the playoffs, but I think they'll get there. I don't feel that way anymore. And, you know, Dubas did a great job. The Jari deal was good. He has some talent, you know, Kibble. And I mean, there's some good stuff going on there. You know, Sid, you know, his milestones are great. You know, he still has more records to break and set. And, you know, I love the fact that he's still doing it here. I know a lot of people are wondering why, because, you know, shouldn't he be contending for a cup somewhere? But he's a Pittsburgh guy now. He is. And I don't think, he would let management know if he wanted to be somewhere else, if he wanted to go chase another ring. He's one of the most decorated hockey players in history. In history. 3 cups, gold medals, and it's just going to keep coming. I mean, he is as special an athlete as we've ever had, ever seen here. And now in terms of work ethic and character, unfortunately, see, that's what I hate about baseball. When you get a guy like Sid, he's yours forever as a Penguin fan. Now, again, something could happen where he has a change of heart and he's like, you know what? If we're not even going to make the playoffs here ever again while I'm here, maybe I do want to go somewhere else. And I don't know. He may have that change of heart. I don't know. I don't know where he stands on that. I'm not privy to anything in that regard. But these great baseball players, if you get one of them, because of the economy of baseball, like the Garrett Coles and others, I mean, he's not going to be a Pirate more than, you know, as soon as he becomes a legitimate free agent, he's gone. And I think that's so disheartening. Could you imagine if Mario or Sid, you know, when they became, you know, the top of their powers, which is really when you hit free agency, you're normally going to be at the top of your powers and you're gone? That's why baseball's messed up, in my opinion. If you draft the right guy, the economy of your sport should allow you to keep him as long as you can. You know, forever, like Ben and like things like that. Like, this stuff doesn't happen in the other sports because they have caps. And I know there's going to be a lockout probably next year. And I don't know if they're going to fix it. I mean, the NHL locked out and fixed itself. I think the NHL is healthy. I'm not really loving the Pirate situation, the Penguin situation right now. But the NHL, I think, is in a good place. I really do. Because they fixed it. And baseball has no interest in fixing itself. So we're going to be kind of stuck. But right, that's not the time to talk about that right now. Because right now, the Pirates are actually doing things that I like. 839. Make the smart call. Buell Insurance, 724-443-5610. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Fan Morning Show, by the way, brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. 9 o'clock hour is a Wednesday with Whaley, and then Josh Roundtree will be your host from, when do I get here? 10. He'll be 10 to 2. All right. Okay. 412-928-9370. Probably won't be taking any calls in the 9 o'clock hour, just so you know. If you want to get in now while you can. The gorgeous one, Charles Borges, he'll have an update. And then your calls at 412-928-9370 on the Fan Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Welcome back. Paul Alexander with you on this.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Christmas Eve day. I asked for some phone calls because we won't have them in the next hour. So let's get right to them. Let's go to Andrew in Monaca. Hello, Andrew. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
Never better. How are you?
Good, good. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
Hey, I just wanted to call and say one thing. We were talking about the Pirates earlier.
Uh-huh.
And the one thing I wanted to say was I'm actually glad that the Schwarber signing didn't work out. And I know we can all look back at it and say, yeah, it didn't work out. And I honestly, none of us thought it would in the first place. But they needed help at so many different positions that it would be better for them to trade for a Lau, sign a O'Hearn, and then maybe sign another guy instead of just spending all of their money on one guy. Now, Schwarber's really, really good, and he hits a lot of home runs, but I think that this option was better because even if they were to sign Schwarber for, you know, what, $30 million a year, I doubt they even trade for a Lau because then they'd have to pick up his $11 million.
Yeah, I think they're limited in what they can do. But one thing I'm very happy about is they signed someone for a multi-year contract as a free agent. First time in 10 years they've done that.
Yeah, and
that's very
I
positive. Now, I don't know much about him, to be honest. Both O'Hearn and Lau, I called Lau low. You know, when I read the trade, I saw L-O-W-E. I called him low. Now he's Lau, and that's good. Let's go.
I have one more question.
Sure.
Do you think they're done?
I hope not. I hope they're not done, but I'm not sure. I would imagine they'll probably go a couple, a couple of their typical free agent signings. You know, guys that are, you know, past their prime, you know, out of work, you know, 1 year deal maybe. So I don't think you're going to see like a bigger splash than they've made already. Those will probably be the biggest splashes that they're going to make.
Okay. I think they need one more bat. I'm hoping for Okamoto. I doubt it'll happen. because it would be bigger than, you know, Hearn signing.
Well, yeah, I mean, I hope they dare to go big. Why not? I mean, let's live to actually try to compete. Now, there's no limit to what they're allowed to spend. I mean, they limit themselves. And, Andrew, Merry Christmas. Thanks so much for the call. Let's get to Todd very quickly in Wexford. Hello, Todd.
Hey, how are you today?
Never better. You?
Good. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Good. I have a couple of things I want to mention. One on the Penguins and then on the Pirates. on the Penguins, you know, I looked at stats prior to them making this trade on defense. And one of the problems I saw was when Carlson plays over 24 minutes, the Penguins lose a lot. Like, it was like they only won like two times and lost 13. And some of those were obviously shootouts and overtime
Correct.
Losses. So they were way overplaying because they weren't playing their fifth and sixth defensemen. I don't know what you think of Kulak so far. I haven't really get a chance to
watch. No, I have not. I don't have an opinion yet. I know he's been a dependable, solid defenseman, which is exactly what they need.
And I think that was their biggest downfall is they're playing Carlson too much. And like last night, he was back under 22 minutes in the last two or three games, though. We won one and lost two. It did balance out the D to play 17, 18 minutes on your fifth and sixth defenseman versus before they had no confidence. And then now the only reason Carlson went under 22 minutes is we had no power plays and we only had to have two penalty kills. But I think that's one key for the Penguins.
When you have both Carlson and Letang and Chris has really been playing bad. And I hate to say that because I love him. He's done so much for the franchise, but those two are such defensive liabilities and they're so careless with the puck. You can't win games with guys being that loose with the puck. You just can't.
No, you can't. But I think when Carlson gets way tired, he's even worse. And that's just my main point. If you go look at when he plays over 24 minutes, I think last time I checked, we won 10 games when Carlson was under 24 minutes. And when we're over, we only won two or three.
Yeah, that's not a coincidence. That's a trend.
Right, yeah. And so then the other thing is that I want to say about the Steelers is, you know, in terms of – is, you know, I think who gets the credit is Omar Khan or Tomlin, because I feel like the change, at least for me, from giving them like, okay, a little bit better, is they cut the dead weight in Darius Slay and Broderick Jones and Juan Thornhill. They got rid of those guys and they brought in
receivers that Tomlin allows Rodgers to
trust.
Yeah, and that's why they throw the ball in the middle of the field. Exactly.
So who do you think was responsible? Because when you bring in Dylan Cook at left,
well, it's all Aaron Rodgers because you know he's not. I think Mike now acknowledges he's not the smartest man in the room when Aaron's in there talking about offense because Aaron's forgot more about offense than Mike's ever going to know.
So I think that's helped. And then the other interesting part is we had a horrible record when T.J. Watt was out of lineup. I think we were 1-13.
1-11. It was 1-11.
1-11. Okay. So now all of a sudden we've won 2 in a row.
Yeah.
And now we've won 2
And now we're
in a
wondering
row.
Why we paid him $41 million.
Exactly. Because I think what it is he's the same way. He's an aging star.
Yeah.
And now you get Herbick and Sawyer and some of those other guys.
You paid him for what he did as opposed to what he was going to do. And that's not the way you operate a franchise. And Todd, thanks so much for the call. A lot of great points. I'm going to get to Dante very quick. Dante, what's going on in Sewickley?
Hey, Merry Christmas to you, sir.
Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
Yeah, I wanted to actually say some of the things the last caller did. I think we need to be aware of giving credit to who deserves it rather than just always giving credit to Tomlin or blaming Tomlin for things. Because I think Tomlin really deserves a lot of the criticism that he's gotten over the years. But what I see is a little bit different in this season specifically is that Omar Khan is doing things differently than what the Steelers had done in prior years. And I'm sure Aaron Rodgers made a lot of suggestions, as you said earlier. But there's been, you know, there was a trade with New England to bring in a safety. There were two receivers signed. There were people that they stopped putting into the lineup. They made a lot of changes that I think really helped Tomlin.
Yeah, I mean, I still want to see it play out and finish. And, you know, what's the future? I mean, this little run here has been great. It's exciting. I hope they win the division. Hope they win a playoff game or two. But then where do you stand? This has been a mess. I mean, this has been an absolute mess. And, you know, and I got to run, Dante. Thanks so much for the call. Bob, Johnny, Bill, and Anthony, I wish I could have got you in, but man, we got a Wednesday with Whaley, dudes. I mean, I wish I would have known. I just didn't know. I would have called for the phones earlier, but you know what? I'm tickled to death we get to have some fun with Doug. 15-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by Southfield Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. Fan weather brought to you by the Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Kind of mild. We're going to hit about 42 degrees, mostly cloudy today. And when we come back on the Fan Morning Show, it's a Wednesday with Whaley with a special guest that we're going to have as well. Right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.